Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Sometimes in our lives, things aren't always as they seem. However, there's moments where we get a glimpse of what reality truly is. Whether this is seeing behind the scenes at maybe your favorite show or your favorite Disney theme park or various other things that I've had the privilege to do, these moments often reveal a world that's less exciting than the one we experience in front of us. However, with today's readings, the readings of the transfiguration of Jesus, we see a different reality. We see a greater reality that lies behind what's on the surface. With this reading today, many of us are familiar with the reading of the transfiguration where Peter, James, and John go with our Lord Jesus up on top of the mountain and see him transfigured into his radiant glory. And I think too often we become comfortable with this story. So instead, I want to share from the first reading from the book of Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head was white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended to him. The court was convened and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples and nations and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. Well, if you're anything like me, this sounds a little bit different than maybe the touchy-feely God we've been told about. I think too often we haven't experienced God in his full glory. But Daniel, in this vision he has of the heavenly realities, does. He does experience God in his full glory. The glory can be seen so fully in the fire that is mentioned three times over of where God is sitting. So often, it's easy to lose this sense of awe. This awe that Daniel has as he watches the Son of Man come down in the clouds, as he watches the Ancient One be ministered to by myriads and myriads of ministers. It's so easy for us to lose our awe and wonder of God. And although we can't see it, this is the truer reality of what lies in what we see as our most common experiences as Catholics. When we sit in prayer, or when we're gathered with more than one in Jesus' name, God is literally sitting with us in those moments. And even more awe-striking is the reality of the Mass. How when the priest prays the prayers of consecration over the bread and wine, it truly becomes the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is truly transfigured, transubstantiated into the body and blood of Christ. And angels, thousands upon thousands, are ministering to him. All we need to do is have the eyes and the faith to see. And so we pray for that. We pray for faith. We pray for faith that we would see what Peter, James, and John saw on that day on top of that Mount of the Transfiguration. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we call out to you and beg and ask that you reveal more to us of your real nature, that you would show us who you truly are. Become transfigured before us, O Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, this has been our scripture reflection on Daniel. My name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you. Have a great morning.